We don't do approval letters, to tell you the truth. We only do pre-approval letters because we won't have an appraisal in advance, okay? So what we do for a pre-approval letter is I do your income, your debt to income. I run your credit. We run it through our system to make sure we can get a pre-approval on it.
So basically, if you did a letter, you said if Jeremy Bryant doesn't go buy another new pickup, doesn't buy another house, doesn't go charge up a bunch of jewelry for the new girl, all this stuff.
For his very pretty girlfriend,
and,
my dad.
And stays just exactly like he is today, doesn't get fired from Foster Communications, doesn't go to work anywhere else. That's what this is, my whole deal. This will be an approval letter. Because we will give him a loan.
And if the house appraises out?
This is just him, not the house.
Okay, yes.
Because the house is a separate deal.
So, but that's what's called pre.
Yes, so yes. He can qualify for a house that the house qualifies for him.
It's probably time for him to buy a new one.
He's going, why do they do this to me on the radio? Do they not know I can cut this show anytime I want?
Let's get you pre-approved today, Jeremy. You'll be out on the streets by afternoon.
You know what we're actually seeing? And especially people Jeremy's age, you know, they've got a nice home. Mm-hmm. They say, you know what? I just got my house nice, but it's a little small now.
Right.
I need to take that next step. You know what? And I don't have to sell my house because, you know, I've got good credit. And with it rented, we can count that, right? We can not count the rent anymore. You got to have really good credit there.
Not unless it's on your tax return. Now, but there's some weird ways you can do different things.
So get a really good loan
there's
offer.
Some, yeah, just be, okay? Yeah.
So, but what there says, I want to keep my house. I'm going to rent it out. I think that's a good, and I think folks right now, according to everybody that you talk to that has anything to do with anything in Texas real estate, one of the best investments still is residential real estate for
yes.
the first time. It used to be commercial.
Yes.
Residential real estate in the state of Texas. That's why you have some people buying it from California. A lot of California people buying Texas residents.
Yes.
Not to live here, to rent.
They haven't yet gotten too smart.
Yes.
They haven't moved over yet.
So, but there we have this happening. So we can do that and get it. So they need to talk to you and say, hey, I want to do this. Will you help me show you how I can do this and what I
Correct.
Have to do?
Correct. We can look at them and see if they can keep the house, if they need to sell the house, or what they need to do.
But that's where you say. Here's
I just
here's
did
I'm
a
thinking.
Loan where I refinanced and cashed out an investment property, so she had enough money to put down for her other house. There
Very
you go.
Very clever.
Pretty smart.
Well, and you know what I told just the other day, and we've done this for a long, long time. I said it's time to think outside the box.
Yes.
You know, anybody can go. Okay, no. You figure out stuff. That's right. Not to hurt people. I don't do negative amps. We don't do any of that. Baloney, but stuff that's good, that works, that makes sense.
Right. You make good money,
have to fit inside
got
the box.
Good credit,
you
you're
deserve
trying
a house.
To figure out, you betcha, there's a way to make it work. It just may take a little bit of work.
And I know you do more secondary loans, I guess, than anybody in your whole company, which is a huge company.
Yes, I do.
Well,
yes,
and you just, and you,
yes I do. Yes,
well, and you
I
work
do.
A lot of hours. You deserve to.
Yes,
but you still,
I do.
If somebody can't get that secondary mortgage, you can still have the ability to do a bank loan.
Yes, and there's sometimes too. Just let me throw this out: is I can't tell you how many .com loans that I know people will talk to .com and they'll be like not happy, and then we take it and we get it approved and we get it closed. And so start with us instead of the .com people. That way you don't
because,
have to go through all
also,
that stuff.
Because also, a lot of the stuff they order and do puts a wrench in the stuff I was going to have to do.
It costs you more money.
And it looks bad.
Right.
I just had a deal because, in fact, I was bragging and we had our little bowling tournament. Realtors did our little bowling deal,
yes.
Which was a blast. First time our team didn't win. I think the team was stacked, but whatever. I'm just kidding. But so what did you guys say? What's it? 15 or 3.125? Well, but I saw an ad. I said on TV, right?
I
said, why don't you read the whole deal?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't pay discount points. You know, you didn't pay all that.
Right.
You know, and I didn't pay a $2,000 underwriting fee.
Right.
You know, to me, what were normal closing costs for a normal loan? Yes. Right. But I mean, there's a difference. So, folks, look, make sure just as it says Apple, make sure they're not, you know, little tiny apples.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make
compare
sure
things.
The same.
Compare things. That's exactly right. Compare them apple to apple.
And I'm a big Valerie fan, just told you she didn't mind. I'm going to tell you, but I'm a big fan of all of our local lenders versus any.com ever.
That's right. There are some people that will not take a contract if you have been pre-approved from an outside lender because they don't feel that there's any strength to it.
I will still tell you this point blank. And it was one of my agents had the listing. They said this, and you had done a pre-approval letter for one of the buyers, and another one had a pre-approval from a .com. And they asked us, well, I'm very comfortable with this situation. And their offer was actually a little bit less, a little like 500. It wasn't huge.
Right.
They took that offer because it had you as a local lender on that versus somebody else. That's how powerful it was. They got the house, other people didn't.
Yeah. And I can understand, too, because I do loans out of town, too, because I do anywhere in the state of Texas. And I'll tell you, like, I'm doing one in Midland right now. The realtors in Midland don't quite love us very much because I'm an outside lender. Mm-hmm. I'm an out-of-town lender and stuff. So, and I know I'm good, but they don't know me very good. So, you know, it just helps you to use someone local if you can.
Well, I'm going to say this on the radio, and I've been accused of this. Well, you steer your loans to certain places. I don't know if I steer them, but I tell you where I do my personal business.
Right.
And people choose that. But I think it's not my duty, because I work for, like, if I have a listing, I work for the seller.
Right.
I'm going to say, seller, I know this bank, I know this bank, I know this bank. I know they have good people. I know the business I've done with them in the past, for the past 30-something years, they've always done what they've said. I've never heard of this .gator.com.
Right.
Don't have a clue anything about them. Can't pick up the phone and talk to them. I can get in my car and drive down and take care of the situation, or at least be in knowledge
right.
of a
someone
problem.
Here in town, you can actually go
and,
there.
And they said, well, then I want that one.
Yeah.
I didn't tell them they had to.
Right.
I just told them which was the most likely to close.
Right.
And bomb.
There you go.
So I probably just got myself in trouble for admitting that, but that's a fact.
You know, you've gotten in trouble in the past.
Yeah, probably will again. But you know what? If you keep trying to do the right thing and help people,
you give options, and the options are local options.
Yes. Well, and they are. Same with your insurance companies, same with your, you know, your people you're using. Jeremy's giving me the choke sign, which means we got to hurry.
Okay, I want to throw one thing out.
I can't
stop you. VA loan. If you have a VA loan right now on a house, you're military and you had a house somewhere else and you have a VA loan, in the old days you could only have one VA loan at a time. Sometimes it is possible now to have two. So if
new
you,
stuff.
Exactly. And so if you have one and you are looking here in town, let us do the numbers for you and we can tell you whether or not you can use your VA again, and you may be pleasantly surprised.
Folks, appreciate it. Don't forget, email us your Peyton Manning idea.
He is retiring.
sallison.com.
What if you have a tie?
If we have a tie, we'll announce both your names.
Okay.
Do you know how many you may